Ads for the new movie Kangaroo Jack have been blanketing the brakes in children's television shows lately, so perhaps it's no accident the movie was number one at the box office its first week. But a lot of parents who have taken their children to see Kangaroo Jack have been surprised by some of the language and violent scenes, since the ads feature a kid-friendly talking kangaroo.
It's you.
Yeah, it's me. Love the jacket, Charlie.
It's hard to get something that fits my shoulders.
You can talk.
And I can sing. I said a hip hop. The hippie.
That commercial and a PG rating led many parents to think that Kangaroo Jack is pretty safe family fare. But in fact, the movie about two incompetent crooks who chase a kangaroo across Australia to retrieve $50,000 began its life as a sexy, action-packed comedy. Joining us now is Patrick Goldstein, an entertainment columnist for the Los Angeles Times, to tell us how this transformation occurred. Patrick, how exactly did this movie begin its life?
The movie began its life in a bar. The two screenwriters were in a bar one night, and one of them told a sort of apocryphal story that he'd heard about guys on the lam who went to Australia and had mistakenly stashed some money into a jacket, which they had put on a kangaroo. And the other guy, who was a very accomplished Hollywood screenwriter, Scott Rosenberg, who's written a lot of great action movies over the years, said, "That's great. We could pitch that movie and sell it." And they did. They ended up selling it to the producer, Jerry Bruckheimer, who, of course, is well-known for many, many action-adventure movies. And to make a long story short, it was a typical PG-13 action-adventure comedy. And when it came time to test it, it didn't test very well. The one audience, however, who really did like the movie were young kids, because it did have some scenes with a kangaroo in it.
And the kangaroo was a talking kangaroo?
No, the kangaroo didn't talk. And when they tested the movie about a year ago, it was at the time of a movie called Snow Dogs, which was another family-oriented film from the Disney company that had talking dogs in it, or at least its TV spots had talking dogs in it. There was only one scene in the movie that actually had talking dogs in it, but it worked. It opened very big almost exactly a year ago. And Jerry Bruckheimer had the brilliant idea, well, I guess we could make our kangaroo talk. So the TV spots, which are the most powerful way to market a movie, give you the illusion that the kangaroo talks in the movie. And the movie itself has basically one scene where the kangaroo talks and does a sort of hip-hop routine, which is something that they shot after they had shot the original movie.
What are some of the scenes that are in the movie that parents are objecting to and surprised by when they take their kids to it?
You know, that brings us to the real problem here. The movie has a PG rating. If the PG rating was actually helpful to parents, it would say this movie is rated PG because it has a testicle joke, it has a guy grabbing a woman's breast, it has a supermodel in a wet tank top, and it has a shotgun battle. And I think if the rating had said that, we wouldn't have a lot of parents who are outraged that their kids went to go see this movie.
Now, this is being advertised on television programs that are geared to really pretty young children, aren't they?
Yeah, on shows like SpongeBob and Looney Tunes. And that's what sold the movie. Kids see it and tell their parents, this is the movie I have to see. And many parents, if they see a PG rating, will say, hey, that can't be too bad.
In this case, should parents have been a little more cautious? I mean, should they be taking a little responsibility themselves in that it is PG and not just a G movie, so that indicates that there are some scenes that are questionable?
Well, if parents had read the reviews that came out, which were almost uniformly negative, if they had looked at the kind of family filmgoer column that runs in our paper and in many other papers, they probably would have known that there was a problem. But unfortunately, the few warning systems for parents are outweighed by the multi-million dollar advertising campaigns. I think it's a pretty one-sided battle.
Thanks very much, Patrick.
Thank you.
Patrick Goldstein is an entertainment columnist at the Los Angeles Times.